NFL 237998. Title, The Maltese Sparrow. It was a cold day in New York. Business had been slow, and I spent about 5 hours resorting the stacks of unpaid bills on the desk. Around 3 o'clock, I got kind of hungry, and I ate half a sandwich I found in the bottom of my desk. It was pretty old. I felt kind of sick afterwards. Then I took a nap. Oh, by the way, I'm a private eye. Name's Spork. Frankie Spork. I enjoy my job most days, since most days people ain't really in the market for a private detective. But then when it comes time to pay the bills, you realize a client here and there would help with that. The time had come for me. The door opened slowly and she sauntered in. She was a long, cool woman in a black dress, with the soul of the devil in her eyes. Or maybe she wasn't. That could have been a song lyric I heard once. My memory isn't too good. At any rate, this dame was knockout gorgeous. I mulled it over in my head for a quick half second and decided I was in love. Then she had to go and ruin everything by opening her mouth.
Hey, Mac, what's cooking?
Pardon?
I said, what's cooking, good looking?
Can I help you?
Yeah, I guess I need you to find someone.
A voice coach?
My brother! He went missing a few days ago.
Why didn't you call the cops?
They wouldn't let me past the front desk after they heard me talk.
Don't blame him.
What was that?
Nothing. What's this about your brother?
Here's a picture. His name's Bobby. I think he went and got himself kidnapped.
Why do you think that?
He told me he witnessed someone murder a guy who tried to steal the counterfeit money he was using to smuggle drugs across the border to fund a revolutionary movement trying to assassinate a foreign leader.
That would do it. Where'd you see him last?
Down by the docks.
All right, lady. I'll do my best to bring him back alive. That was a lie. Her brother was totally dead at this point, which gave me a pretty sizable retainer, so I figured false hope was better than nothing. Plus, I had money to go get a steak dinner. I was eating that dinner when I spotted someone familiar sitting in a booth across the restaurant. Hey, you're off with the rat. When did you get out of the clink?
Let me alone, Spork. I ain't done nothing wrong this time.
Don't give me that. A guy like you is always doing something wrong.
I ain't done nothing. Why did you go and pick on someone else, Flatfoot?
I might. By the way, you seen any corpses lately that look like the guy in this photo?
Maybe. Who's he?
Doesn't matter. I just need to make sure he's worm food so I can close my case.
Yeah, I might have seen him. But he ain't worm food.
Huh?
I seen him stay at my hotel. Got a room on the second floor. Hey, Spork, you gonna finish that steak? Spork?
Well, this must be my lucky day. First to find that half sandwich on my desk, and now a clue falls right in my lap. I better be careful. I might get a big head about this.
Psst. Bud.
Huh?
Hey, Bud.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Come here a minute.
The thug had stepped out of the shadows in the alley. He motioned me to step closer, and suddenly I felt the cold steel of a snub-nosed 32 pressed against my stomach.
Don't move. Word on the street is, you're looking for a fella named Bobby.
What's it to you?
Well, he's a friend of mine. Sent me to tell you to forget about it.
About what?
It.
What?
You know what I mean.
I honestly don't.
Are you being serious with me?
Completely. I like your gun. Where'd you get it?
Look, just knock it off, okay?
Knock what off?
Stop that!
Well, you're not being a very effective thug. Come on, man, communicate.
Look, just forget it. I'm gonna go get a drink.
Okay, see ya. Nice chap. Now, what was that? Oh, yeah. I had barely gotten a few steps away when I heard him. He doubled back and grabbed me from behind. I had no time to fight back as his ham-sized fist beat a catchy little tune in my skull. Next thing I knew, my whole world had gone black. This seems to happen a lot to me. Like, on every case, I end up knocked out in an alley. Almost like a cheap cliche used in a genre that's already full of too many cheap cliches to count. But I suppose we're getting a little too technical here. Where was I? Oh yeah, passed out in an alley. Well, eventually I came to. The stars spinning around my head reminded me of any given Saturday night in Charlie's Bar and Grill. Except Charlie doesn't usually leave bruises on the front of your face. Unless you criticize the cheap liquor he serves. Man, that guy is touchy. Where was I? Oh yeah, I finally made it back to the hotel Bobby was supposedly in, ridding myself to tangle with his captors. I approached the door stealthily and withdrew my gun. Then I remember my right to carry had been revoked after I shot that old lady's cat in the park last month, which really wasn't my fault because the doc says I can't control my habit of panicking around other small animals. So what I had withdrawn was nothing more than... Oh hey, that other half of that sandwich. I was wondering where I went. Guess I'll save it for later. Now what was I doing? Oh yeah. Hey Bobby, you in there?
Bobby, is Noah here, senor? Please come back some other time, please.
You sure about that?
Pretty sure, senor. Now please keep going now.
I'm coming in, pal. This sandwich is loaded. Hey, Bobby.
Great. Did she send you?
Who?
My sister.
Where's the guy who kidnapped you?
I made that up. Look, pal, you gotta let me go.
So wait, you made your sister think you got kidnapped just so you could hide out here?
Have you heard her voice?
Yeah, guess I don't blame you. Thanksgiving dinner must be rough.
Wanna go get a drink?
Sure, you're buying. And so I decided it was best to leave my nose out of the situation where it belonged. I felt kinda sorry for the poor guy. On the other hand, though, I didn't have anything to tell his sister, so I just ignored her messages, didn't answer my phone, and threw a bucket of water at her every time she tried to come into the office. Eventually, she got the hint and left me alone. Oh, and the Maltese Sparrow? I have no idea what that is. I think I got my case files mixed up. I really should get a secretary.
Gun was somehow so strangely familiar. He said, "You're a witness to a crime, my friend, and if they find you, they're gonna kill you. It's a hunt, it's a chase. I was staring at a gun in my face. If it's a nightmare, it's way overrated. They told me I was wanted by Dead Man Incorporated." Tires were screeching, bloodied hands were reaching, bullets were flying right by me. Guns, they were popping, bodies were dropping. To the violence, there just seemed no stopping. Dead Man Incorporated! Is this real? I believe. Use close, seems high on my heels. If it's a nightmare, it's way overrated. He told me that he worked for Dead Man.
Hello, welcome back, gamers. I'm Q-Dizzle here, the gamer dedicated to bringing you the most honest opinions and playthroughs of the games on the internet. You can support me on my Patreon page, or you can get my merch on my website. Links are in the description. Today we're doing something a little special, and I think you guys will like it. I reached 25 subs last week. 25, man! Thank you all so much for your support, and in honor of this, I'm doing this live stream with a fellow content creator, Quam45.
You do know we're on my channel, right? I invited you on the show because you won a contest I was having on my show.
Let's get into today's game, shall we? Today we're playing Shooter Strike 3, and I gotta tell you, I'm pretty excited, and I think you guys will be too. This game has just come out, and after being hyped for months, and so far, it's gotten pretty good reviews. So let's see how it lives up to the hype.
Right. Well, I'm gonna be playing on PC, and Stuart here...
It's, Q-Dizzle.
And Q-Dizzle here will be playing on console, so that way we can compare the graphics and gameplay of each.
That's right, I'll be playing on console, and Quam here will be playing on the PC so we can compare the graphics and gameplay of each.
I just said...
Okay, we're all set up, and... Whoa! You know, I really gotta tell you, the devs have really outdone themselves with this installment of the game. These graphics are absolutely mind-blowing. I don't think I've ever felt so connected to a game.
Oh, we're still in the main menu.
I know, but wow, look at the animation.
Right, right. So, do you want to try campaign mode or multiplayer first?
Here, I'll set up a Twitter poll so my followers can decide.
Multiplayer it is then. And, okay, we're in.
Okay, well, boy, like I said, look at those graphics and that frame rate. You don't see such effort like this put into games very often.
Okay, now so far the controls seem a little different from the last Shooter Strike game. It looks like the...
Oh, look at that, man, I got a kill. Man, this game is amazing.
Right. Well, as I was saying, the controls are a little bit different. You have to hold down the scroll wheel in order to sprint, which is a bit unusual. Other than that, it looks like most of the controls have carried over.
Watch me shoot this guy from behind. He's not even... What? I missed him! How? Oh, and he can just shoot me like that. Whatever.
Yeah, well, the frame rate certainly has improved since the last edition of the game. In the last game, there's a lot of frame ripping. It's nice to see that...
What? I got killed as soon as I spawned? This game is so broken.
Just because someone kills you doesn't mean it's broken.
It is! These controls are so broken!
Okay, whatever. I'm also noticing that the game offers a lot more freedom to the player. The maps are larger and...
Trade me.
What?
Let me play PC. The console is so bugged.
Huh? fine here.
Sweet.
Actually, I'm kind of glad this happened. Now we can kind of see what the console version is like compared to the PC.
It's broken is what it's like.
Yeah, well, it looks like the quality is a little bit better on the console as far as the graphics. Definitely more depth to it, although it may depend on what PC you use. Now, typically, I use a...
Oh, yeah, no, let's go get wrecked, scrub.
Could you quiet down while I try to review the game?
Man, this game is so good on PC. And honestly, these guys on the server are pretty bad. I've gotten like 2 kills already.
Better watch out for that grenade.
What? What the? There's no way that was close enough to kill me.
Well, then why did it kill you?
Because like, I probably had some sort of mod on. Bunch of 12-year-olds playing video games all day don't have jobs.
Don't you play video games for a living?
Hey, I got the power up. Look at me, I'm invincible now. That's right. None of you can even touch me. This game is so great.
It seems like your opinion of this game has a lot to do with how well you're doing at any given time.
What's the matter? Just I got the power up and you didn't? Don't be such a What? How could I have died?
The power up only lasts so long, you know.
Oh my, this game is such trash, dude. I don't even want to play anymore.
Oh gosh, what a shame. I suppose I'll have to go on the review without you.
No, let's just play something different.
Well, this is supposed to be a review of Shooter Strike 3, not whichever game you want to play.
Let's do a Facebook poll and see what my followers say.
Let's not.
Hey, what's up guys? It's Cutiezel on Facebook Live here. Today I'm going to be asking you guys to vote about the kinds of content you guys want to see on my channel.
This is my channel!
Well, folks, Quam45 over here is kind of cranky, so be patient with me here.
Get out.
But I'm asking you guys what game you want us to play today.
Get out or I will call the cops.
So I'll be setting up a poll here for you guys to vote in.
I will beat you within an inch of your life.
I've always wanted to keep my content in the hands of my audience. This is a great way to... Quam? Dude, what? What are you doing?
Stand still, I'm not gonna hurt you!
Hey, put down the keyboard!
Oh, I wasn't gonna hit you with the keyboard, I was just moving so I could reach my baseball bat!
Why do you have a baseball bat? Wait a second!
What?
This is getting me more views on my Facebook stream than ever before!
Your what?
Here, find something heavier to hit me with. I'll go get a hammer out of your garage. Be right back.
A lot of them place at the top of the heap. Are they wrong? Are they right? Is there reason for their delight? I must live in doubt till the day that I find out. Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does that sun really shine all the time? Do them sweet magnolias blossom round everybody's door? Do folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about the Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love like they say in every
song? You've been listening to Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks, starring McLean Westbrook, Corey Sarabia, Miranda Wolfers, and Gage Westbrook.
Baseball season's just around the corner, and today we present to you Casey at the Bat by Ernest Lawrence Thayer.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, with but one inning more to play. And then, when Cooney died at first, and Barrows did the same, a pall-like silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go, in deep despair. The rest clung to hope, which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought, if only Casey could get a whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did also Jimmy Blake, and the former was a hoodoo, while the latter was a cake. So upon that stricken multitude, grim melancholy sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey getting to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single, to the wonderment of all, and Blake the much despised tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted, and the men saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy safe at second, and Flynn a-hugging third. Then from 5,000 throats and more, there rose a lusty yell. It rumbled through the valley, it rattled in the dell. It pounded on the mountain and recoiled on the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile in Casey's face. And when, responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat, no stranger in the crowd could doubt, 'twas Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded as he wiped them on his shirt. Then, while the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance flashed in Casey's eyes. A sneer curled Casey's lip. And now, the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey. "Strike one," the umpire said. From the benches, black with people, there went up a muffled roar, like the beating of the storm waves on a stern and distant shore. "Kill him! Kill the umpire!" shouted someone on the stand, and it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the dun sphere flew. But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, "Strike two!" "Fraud!" cried the maddened thousands, and Echo answered, "Fraud!" But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain. And they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again. The sneer is gone from Casey's lip. His teeth are clutched in hate. He pounds with cool violence, his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball. And now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere. And somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
With a flash out of Fordham, they knocked in runs and scored 'em. The Gas House gang was full of fight and nerve. The Redbirds were the rage, the wild horse of the Osage, and Paul and Dizzy were keeping them busy with heat and curves. I'm talking baseball, Hornsby, Haynes, and Ripper, Cardinal baseball. Leo was the lipper, Ducky country red, Karowski too. Slats, he had that golden glove of blue. I'm talking baseball in St.
Like this episode, check us out on iTunes. All of our previous episodes are on there. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks. And if you have any questions or comments, email us at heroesdonttakewaterbreaks@gmail.com.
You're so cool for talking after we started recording, by the way. That's really cool of you.
You know, I thought it was pretty cool too, you know? I thought it was for sure, but for content.
Oh, I thought it was on silent, by the way.
Corey just made the blooper reel with that line.
Because he's so funny. I agree.
I'm definitely happy you're still talking.
Yeah, I definitely want to say that.
You know, if you decide you want to smack him upside the head, I'm perfectly willing to look the other way.
That hurt. That hurt in here and on my face.
Case file 237.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Quiet. Oh,
I'm the funny one. Yeah.
Can we get a stop and start a new take, please?
Do we need to get a muscle for him?
That wasn't even me.
I just wanted to. That's not me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it. All right.
I'm just poison you with my presence.
Or, you know, you could just. There's a door over there.
It hurts.
Uh-huh. See if it still works.
It can tell what's on the outside of that door.
Hey, go see if this lock still works.
Okay. Find out if I lock the door and board it shut, you can't get in. Anyway.
Hey, could you go give me a sandwich or something? I ordered it in Los Angeles.
Moving to the right,
Los Angeles.
But okay. It was a tone right and everything?
Sure.
So, hey, Ralphie the Rat, when you get out of the pokey.
I don't think it'll get any better, so.
Hey, if you tell me how to read it.
Okay, let's do a new take.
Hey, I'm warm from dope. Oh, I messed that one up.
The thug had stepped out of the... dude, I'm mad.
Get mad.
I barely... Oh my god, dude, this is gonna be so long. It's broken is what it's like. Should I redo that line?
Some people are skeptic.
Let's talk about that.
On the Pacific Northwest, when earthquake. I'm sorry, dude. That's predicted to be... Oh my god, why am I doing this?
Wait, what are you saying? What are you trying to say?
Megaquakes.
But no, but what are you saying when you're trying to say is predicted that a medical quake happens every 300 years?
Yes.
So just say that.
What can we expect? What should we expect when this happens? What are the sequences of events that will occur?
Visage shown. Visage.
No, that's not the word at all.
What is it?
Visage.
Great Casey's visage thrown. Great Casey's visage.
Look up the pronunciation.
No, it's fine. Visage. Great Casey's visage. Visage shown. Visage thrown.
You're bad at this. Be sure to check out our Facebook a little bit. Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every little rosebud is coming through, and my heart is calling for you to thrive on high. It's sleepy.
Newspapers are just as good an advertising medium as radio.
Sure, driving home at night, you can enjoy your newspaper as it lies there on the seat. And there's another good thing about newspapers. You can read them while you're rushing to get ready for work in the morning, right?
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.